don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring they're tight sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master. The world tour for 2008 continues as we have headed out to the left coast, to Long Beach, California. We are literally looking out over the bay here in Long Beach, at vessels, boats, all kinds of assortment of watercraft, just in front of the Yard House, which is a place where you actually buy beer by the yard. And trust me, that's the best place, or best kind of beer to buy, is when it's by the yard. Because you really, by the time you finish a yard of beer, you don't care what it tastes like or what it does to you. But trust me, it works. And they have like over 100 draft beers at the Yard House. And I'm saying this because I'm hoping they'll give us a tab next time we come to Long Beach. Mermaid Abby is with me. First time for her out in Long Beach, California. We're out here for the Scuba Show, big dive event going on this weekend. So far, so good, Abby?
Yes, Greg, yeah. We've actually had a really great afternoon. And half of the afternoon was spent without you.
What are you trying to say exactly?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that contributed to the fact that it was such a great afternoon. But I will say that we did miss you, and we thought of you a couple times when we were wandering Hollywood Boulevard.
Did I mention we were outside the Yard House and that maybe Mermaid Abby has had at least a half a yard of beer so far?
You know, I love the Yard House because I love to drink a measurement. I like to say, like, oh, yeah, I just drank, like, you know, a mile worth of beer, which I know doesn't convert into yards, but still.
Okay, fair enough. But we are literally looking out over the bay. We see the Black Pearl out here. What do you think of the Black Pearl? It's actually docked here in the Long Beach Marina.
Yeah, I was looking for Johnny Depp. I was a little disappointed that he was not on the Black Pearl. But I've got my eyes peeled. I'm looking for him.
Yeah, actually, Mark, from back in the day, you might remember Eminem, Mark and Mike. Mark is out here in San Diego. He came up to the Long Beach Dive Show this weekend. He was the one who pointed out that the Black Pearl was in the marina. But this isn't the Black Pearl that I remember from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Mark. What's up?
No, Greg, this is actually a very classy Black Pearl. It's got all kind of shiny hull and everything. None of those bugs or any of those barnacles that you see on the Johnny Depp's Black Pearl.
Yeah, it's just like a 30-foot sailing vessel, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's sweet. I've rented that boat and gone out in my friend Tom here. We went out and sailed that boat just about 6 months ago.
So you actually played Johnny Depp for a week here out on the left coast.
I'd like to think that I am Johnny Depp in my own inner Johnny Depp kind of thing. Yeah, Greg.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, remember what I said about us being outside the Yard House where people have been drinking yards of beer? Okay. It's all starting to come into focus, right? And you brought your buddy Tom here to the Long Beach Dive Show, newly certified diver. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, just six dives new.
Six dives, just enough to get certified as a scuba diver. And you did your checkout dives in Catalina Island, just off the coast here?
Yeah, off Catalina. Water was pretty cold.
Yeah, were you doing a dry suit or no?
Yeah, we just did dry suits.
Just dry suits. What was the water temp out here?
It was about 60 degrees.
Whoa. 60 degrees. Okay, that was about what we did at Hague Quarry. So that wasn't so bad. In a dry suit, it didn't matter. You were fine, were you?
Right. And I could say that I was a witness to seeing Mark as being the captain of the Black Pearl.
You were a witness to that?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, were you his, like, first mate or something, or no?
I think I was his first mate. He never really said, but I was like a first mate.
Okay, fair enough. There were costumes, I'm sure, and plenty of rum. But, you know, it's all part of the experience, right?
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so you just got certified as a scuba diver at Catalina Island, just off the left coast. What kind of conditions do you have? That's a site I haven't done there, Tom. I want to dive Catalina Island. I heard it's pretty cool, actually.
We happen to have a little bad timing. We went on the weekend where we had a lot of Santa Ana winds, and the visibility was about 5 to 10 feet.
5 to 10 feet. That doesn't sound very appealing, actually, Tom.
My first dive, I couldn't see a thing.
Couldn't see a thing. And, you know, that's the thing I don't understand. A lot of people, when they do these dives up in the Midwest, even Hague Quarry, they actually have pretty good visibility at Hague Quarry. You know, they'll get 30, 40 feet of visibility in the summer at that particular location. But, yeah, you hear about a lot of places like these quarries and lakes and things where if they get 5, 10 foot of visibility, that's a good day. So that's not good for Catalina Island, though, because they usually do have pretty good visibility, don't they?
Yeah, usually it's about 50 to 60 feet. On the second day that we went, we had about 25 feet.
Okay, well, you got to look at the bright side. The cup is half full, right? Because you think about this from the standpoint of you're doing your checkout dives, and that if visibility was only 5 feet, that'll make you a better diver because now you're equipped to deal in worse situations that, you know, won't freak you out when you're down there, you know, diving on your own. You think? How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like whatever you say, Greg. Okay.
Well, Greg, you know what we're going to do? We're going to freak him out in 2 weeks because we're going to take him down to the beautiful Cayman Islands. We're going to show him what real diving's all about. It's okay here, but Caymans, you've been there. You know what it's like, right?
Yeah, he's going to get spoiled rotten, is what you're saying.
He's going to get 100-foot viz, and we'll see how he likes that.
Now, what about this, Tom, though? At Catalina Island, you can see sea lions and things like that, right? Did you see any critters while you were down there underwater? Like, what are they got? The kelp forest? They got the Garibaldis and all those kind of critters, things, right?
If we had visibility, I would be able to see them.
Okay, they didn't come within 5 feet of you, is what you're saying.
On the second day I was there, we did see a lot of wildlife, but not on the first day.
Not on the first day. Okay. Well, so Cayman Islands, when are you going there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going in a week, and Tom's going to show up in 2 weeks, so I'm going to get prepped before he gets down there.
Excellent. All right, so 2 weeks, and at the Long Beach Dive Show, the scuba show here in Long Beach, California, you guys are going to hang out with us, do a little videotaping, and maybe you can talk to some of your Cayman friends, because they'll be here representing their fine country, and maybe give you a little sneak peek of what you'll encounter on the island there in a few weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Do you have any particular critter or thing on your list that you want to do as a diver? I mean, what got you into scuba diving in the first place, Mark?
Yeah, he was part of it. He always
kind of suckered you in. That's, you know, that's part of the diving credo. Once you become a diver, you have a tendency to want to share the experience with your friends, you know. So you ought to feel honored there, Tom. You look at it more like it's some kind of hazing ceremony or something.
I am honored. I've talked him into doing things before, and this time he talked.
We don't
want
to go into that. We'll just go on to the next.
Was jail time involved, or
it should have been jail time?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, there you go. That's cool. Yeah, Mark, you're sharing the joy. You're bringing in your friends into diving out here on the left coast now. You've been out here a couple of years. How does this compare with what you were used to in Florida, though? Because now you have to dive off in Catalina Island in colder temperatures than what we are traditionally used to in Florida, you know, as us warm water wuss, you know, club members.
Honestly, Greg, Tom has done more dives in California than I have. I refuse to even get in this water because it's too cold for me.
That's not the right attitude. I'm telling you, Mark, I just did a dry suit. I just did a dry suit dive, thanks to the folks at DUI and the folks at Hague Quarry, just a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you, it's quite an experience to actually get in the water, and then you get submerged in that first sensation when you're used to doing a wetsuit and having that trickle of cold water come back down your spine, and it doesn't. You're like feeling like, uh-oh, something's off. But you haven't even done that out here in California yet.
Sorry, man. Nope. I'm going to stick to Caymans and Cozumel and Bonaire. Warm water. That's me.
I'm dude, you look, I've been to the Long Beach Aquarium, and they have a setup. They actually have a display that is like a cross-section of Catalina Island, and it's very impressive. You see all kind of these weird sharks and sea lions and Garibaldis and kelp. I want to do this, and now that I've done my dry suit dive, matter of fact, the folks at DUI are going to be here at the Long Beach Dive Show. Mark, you got to talk to him tomorrow. Maybe we'll get you in the water after all. You got to open up your horizon. I'm telling you, if I can be suckered into doing some of this cold water diving, and I live in Florida, you know, you live in California, dude. You have to do this.
Greg, the last thing you talked me into was a sake bomb, and I'm still working that one off. I don't know. I just
yeah, but that was years ago. Your time. It's time to expand your horizons, and try, you know, add something new to the bucket list. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, so we got that. So Long Beach dive show going on this weekend. We got Mermaid Abby. We got Single Scott, singlescott.com. Now, you might wonder, why do we got Abby with us? Why do we got Mermaid X with us, by the way, too, and Single Scott? Well, the reason is because we got a crew going over to Fiji Sunday night. You're going to hear about that much more next week as we broadcast from the island of Fiji. Single Scott's going on that trip. What do you think, Scott? You excited or what?
I can't believe it. We've been talking about this trip for so long and have been planning it. It's finally come to, it's only 48 hours away. We're off to Fiji.
Yeah, you know, we're doing the Long Beach Dive Show and using this as a springboard to Fiji. We literally catch a flight 11 p.m. Sunday night and we're off to Firewalk. We're going to Bingo Lagoon Resort, where firewalking began. And I know Abby is scheduled to be the first firewalker of our crew.
Yes, I love that you put me first on the roster there, Greg. But yes, I am looking forward to doing the firewalking quite a bit. And I'm looking forward to seeing you back out of the firewalking.
What do you mean back out of the firewalking? What are you talking about?
I just call.
If I back out of the firewalking, you mean that's, that means I have to get into it in the first place.
I'm not talking about moonwalking over the coals. I'm literally talking about you chickening out at the last moment after I've already walked across the coals.
For the record, I've already checked with my Taekwondo instructor, and he said that if I firewalk, that counts towards extra credit for my black belt.
Well, that's all very impressive, Greg, but I'm doing it for this year. Thrill of walking on coals.
Of burning your soles of your feet. Burning the soles of your feet.
And I may be on crutches for weeks following this event, but it will be worth it.
I got to say, firewalking is probably one of the most unique surface interval activities I've ever come across at a dive resort. And Bengal Lagoon, that's evidently where firewalking began on this particular island we're going to.
You have to kill time somehow. So, you know, you can have lunch or you can go walk across fiery coals. You make the decision.
Exactly. So we're going to do that, and obviously we'll get some diving in as well. I think the folks at Bengal Lagoon actually are exhibiting here at the Long Beach Dive Shows. So we're going to talk to them a little bit later on the broadcast today, get a little sneak peek, and talk to the folks from Air Pacific that are hooking us up for that as well. A lot of cool stuff at the dive show. This is the first time you've been out at a dive show on the left coast, right, Abby?
Yes, this is my first dive show here on the West Coast. And it's not my first time in the West Coast, but it is my first dive show, and I'm looking forward to it. And so far, we're off to a good start, and we've got a lot of people that are already here tonight, and this show hasn't even started.
Yeah, you ran into Superman, Austin Powers, Wonder Woman. Who else?
Darth Vader, Elmo from Sesame Street, which was pretty random, and Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers. Yes. And I was all in one little trip to Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, so interesting little story about Elmo. They went up to him, saw him on Hollywood Boulevard, and said, "Hey, Elmo, tickle this!" And then the security came by and escorted him away. But what are you going to do?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We've moved inside. Now we are in the scuba show in Long Beach, California. I'm with Dale Scheckler. He is the man behind the madness here of this big dive event going on in Long Beach, California this weekend. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Jeff?
Well, I'm good, but it's Greg. That's okay. It wouldn't be the first time.
Talking to it, Jeff.
hey, that's a better four-letter word than what I've been called before. You hear what I'm saying, Dale?
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, okay, so the Long Beach Dive Show, Scuba Show, has been going on for how many years now?
This is our 21st year.
21st year, and a huge event. We got our Scuba Radio Mermaids on display, and over 200 exhibits on display here at the show this weekend, or what?
278, I believe.
Nice. This is the largest, or one of the largest, dive shows in the world now, isn't it?
Worldwide, I don't know. In terms of America, we're the largest in terms of square footage.
Okay, fair enough. All right, and you got a lot of unique exhibitors here compared to some of the other dive shows like in Chicago and New Jersey, because you got all these left coast influences, from the dive industry. All the folks from Hawaii and out in the Pacific, Fiji, which we're heading out there Sunday night, and you'll hear all about that next week on the big show. That's what you kind of get here at the show, isn't it?
Right, Fiji, Palau, Malaysia, Indonesia, a heavy presence from the Philippines this year. So quite a bit of Pacific people. We got the California Wreck Divers, which is a really exciting exhibit of shipwreck artifacts, mostly from the Pacific coast. We got Nick Eichhorn's Museum of Diving History, which is really exciting and it's interesting. It's got a lot of the more interesting artifacts from diving's equipment past.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great little display and very interesting to see what the diving pioneers were using back in the day. And they have it right here for you to kind of peruse and check out as you're trying to decide on where you want to take your next dive adventure, whether it's in the Pacific or, like you said, right here in your backyard. You got some great diving right off the coast. We were talking earlier with a new diver who did their checkout dives off of Catalina Island last week. And they got some bad viz. They hit it on a bad day. But typically, Catalina Island can be a very spectacular dive, can it, Dale?
Oh, yeah. You get 40 to 60 foot of visibility. We're going into the good season right now. Sometimes spring, the plankton blooms can be a little marginal, and it brings the visibility down to 20 to 40 feet. But now going into summer and the fall, the visibility gets to be quite good. Conditions excellent. Water is relatively warm, not compared to you Florida guys.
Well, I just came back from Chicago. I did my first dry suit dive, so I'm actually getting more acclimated to the California diving lifestyle. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, he's like shaking his head like, yeah, whatever, Greg. I believe you. You're a warm water wuss from Florida. I'm not buying it. But, yeah, it is. You got a lot of great dive sites off whether it's Catalina Island or a little further south. What, San Diego? What's off of there?
Oh, you got Wreck Alley off San Diego. That's the main thing. At the Coronado Islands, which are just south of the Mexican border, which you can take out of San Diego. You've got San Clemente Island, which is a few miles offshore, that you can take in, and then all the way down south off Mexico, you got Guadalupe Island, where people go down to dive with the great white sharks.
We did that a few months ago. And what about, let's see, in Florida, we're getting ready to launch into Florida spiny lobster season. What about here in California? So you got lobster season, abalone, and all kinds of other critters they go for out here, don't
they? Abalone is the north coast. That's north of San Francisco, which is really fun. That's a lot of fun. You can only free dive for them. Tasty mollusk, excellent diving. And then California spiny lobster is approximately October through early March. So it's not quite season for that right now. Season for probably best for halibut right now, spearfish and halibut.
Really? Okay. So, and I hear that the lobsters and the fishing are easier to catch because the water's colder and they slow down. Is that just a big lie that the Florida boys try to put out there to make the California boys look a little weaker?
I don't know. I've never dove or spearfished in Florida. Well, excuse me, that's not true. I dove off Fort Lauderdale years ago.
Yeah, well, they're popping out their chests. They're saying the California guys have it easier because the fish and the lobster move slower. Would you buy that? He's like, no, no way. Yeah, you're on our home turf. Don't be talking smack, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, and you have the magazine. The magazine's California Diving News, right?
Yes, California Diving News. We've been doing that now for 24 years.
And it's kind of grown with the, started with a magazine, and they've developed it into a dive show now, too. Going on this weekend. Hey, I see Weiland. He's off in the distance. We'll catch up with him coming up next. From the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at the Long Beach Dive Show, Scuba Show. You can find it online. It's going on all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. And, yeah, I just ran into Weiland. We're in his stomping grounds out here on the left coast. How you doing, Weiland?
Hey, Greg. Good to see you. You know, I haven't done this show for a long time, and actually I'm just here as a visitor and somebody to have fun. You know, I normally have to work DEMA, Beneath the Sea. But this one, I'm just kind of hanging out. I just came in from Norway, you know, where I gave the keynote address for water to, you know, the International Children's Conference. And it was fantastic because, you know, I got to paint with kids from 215 countries of the world. And it was the launch of my last whaling wall, Hands Across the Ocean, that will be July 7th through July 21st in Beijing, China for the Green Olympics. So it's pretty exciting stuff, you know?
Yeah, you're laying the groundwork for the final whaling wall. What are you even looking past that after you've completed 100 of these things or what?
It's funny, Greg, you're psychic. When we, you know, when we unveil and dedicate the last wall, you know, that will be painted by myself and children from the 205 Olympic member countries. And by the way, all these canvases are 45 foot long by 10 foot high.
So they're just small little, wallet-sized photos.
About a mile of aquatic life. In each of the countries, the kids will paint the aquatic life from their region of the world. The idea that water connects all the people in all the countries of the world. But the very next day, we will dedicate my first monumental sculpture that I'm going to do in the next 25 years. I'm going to pick 100 cities to get one of my monumental, you know, sculptures of all the great whale species and aquatic life. So that'll be my next campaign. So on the 21st of July, we dedicate my last whaling wall, number 100. And the very next day, we unveil my first of the 100 monumental sculptures.
Good stuff. And, of course, you can check it out at Weiland.com. You know, he has places in the Keys and California and Hawaii. We're going to get out to that your place in Hawaii here pretty soon, dude. Oh, you got a poster he signed, an International Year of the Reef. All right, hold on. Let's take a break. We'll find out what that's all about. He's just signed one to Scuba Radio. How cool is that? Weiland, marine artist extraordinaire here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get down on the
live at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I'm standing with Weiland, marine artist extraordinaire. And what do you got here, Weiland? New posters you're signing? International Year of the Reef? What is this?
Yeah, this was the official painting I did for the International Year of the Reef, and we unveiled it at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. with all the great scientists and NOAA. And the original was like a 7-footer. But anyway, we published a poster, and the proceeds will benefit the International Year of the Reef, Project Aware, the Surf Rider Foundation, of course, the Weiland Foundation. So I'm really proud of it. And it just came off the press, so I thought I'd come over here from Laguna Beach and
sign a few and raise some money for a good cause.
Raise a little money for the Historic Diving Society and these groups that are doing such great work for coral reefs, including Project Aware. Oh, my God, those guys have been on the front line, like the Weiland Foundation, for many years.
Yeah, now I notice you got angelfish, lobster, grouper, eels.
You know, I've been living in the Florida Keys now for the last 5 years down in Isla Morada and on the Gulf of Mexico. So I've been diving these reefs actually for about 25 years, and now this is my backyard, so of course I want to protect it. And, you know, art can play an important role in conservation of clean water, healthy oceans, and coral reefs. You know, when people see the beauty in nature, they'll work to preserve it. But this one had to be really authentic, and it's also got a kind of a cause-related aspect to it. These corals that are depicted here, the elkhorn and the staghorn, just went on the endangered species list. So, you know, we need to call attention to that. You know, we used to see these corals, you know, all over the Keys, and now we're just seeing dead coral. And that's a horrible trend, and we need to reverse it. And the way we can do that is by not only creating awareness but taking action. And divers, of course, are aware of that, and they're doing a great job.
Absolutely. They're on the front line, and they got to tell the world what's going on down below.
Well, they have the most to lose. I mean, if we don't have coral reefs, we really lose a good percentage of the reason we dive. We want to see these beautiful coral reefs and these beautiful animals that depend on it. You know, we now realize that every drop of water on the planet is connected, and we need to protect it all. You can't save coral reefs without saving the oceans. You can't save the oceans without saving the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the ponds, the wetlands. And, you know, I'm just an artist, but I have a good reach now, and the idea that I'm now working with the United Nations and UNEP, you know, as their official artist, and then bringing this campaign to the Green Olympics, you know. Art and conservation go hand in hand, and I look forward to empowering these children, you know, in Beijing next month to be ambassadors for the planet. And, you know, I didn't do it alone. Dr. Sylvia Earle's been with me every step of the way. She'll be there in Beijing to hold hands with 1 million kids, you know, symbolizing that water connects all the people in all the countries of the world. It's so cool. You know, I've been at this 27 years, you know, painting 100 whaling walls, and now to see it kind of come to an end, it's a little sad, but at the same time, I'm going to do my sculpture project, and that's coming up next. Hey,
well, no doubt it's quite a legacy to have 100 walls around the world of murals of Weiland. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. You know, you got turtles, you got hammerhead sharks here in your Keys picture, but I got to tell you something. You know what you're missing? Where are the mermaids?
Yeah, there needs to be a mermaid in there. You know, normally, you know, I have the manatees, but I'm looking at these two mermaids you brought, Greg. You did a good job.
Yeah, well, they're sporting the
very
new Scuba
nice
Radio mermaid
design.
Tails. You like the artistry that we've incorporated?
I liked it so much, I actually bought the last two tails right off the mermaids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it started with $20 lap dances and went downhill from there. I don't know. He worked out some amazing deal.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 17. Painstaking research has uncovered 7 documented cases since 1990 in which the beautiful and venomous lionfish told the truth.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training from Divers Alert Network in the studio. Jeff, you feeling okay today?
I sure am, Greg.
Glad to hear it. I was afraid you weren't feeling well.
Why would you say that?
Well, I've been hearing a lot about the Dan crew going green, and it had me worried.
Dan is going green. That's true, but it relates to our environment, not our health.
You know, we've talked about eco-friendly diving before. Does this have anything to do with it?
It has everything to do with it. The short version of the story is that if we don't take care of the environment in which we dive, we won't have it down the road.
And the long version?
It's too long for a tip. But there are a few things that we, as divers, can do to keep both the environment and ourselves in better shape.
Such as?
Well, streamlining your gear for start. It's a simple thing to do, but it makes a difference. I can't tell you how many times I've watched divers damage reefs with dragging equipment.
I'll take it one step further. Divers need to make sure they're streamlined as well. There's plenty of damage done by folks dragging fins or flat out kneeling down to take photos or get a closer look.
You're absolutely right. And that ties right back into buoyancy control, since controlling where you are in the dive not only protects the environment, it protects you too.
You mean from stuff like cuts, scrapes, fire coral?
Exactly.
Streamlining probably contributes to keeping you free from entanglement and other hazards too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What else can you do to go green?
Sometimes it comes down to what you don't do. For example, not touching things like marine life, anchor lines, and coral can protect not only you from stings and bites, but it protects them from damage as well. This is an especially good approach in avoiding problems with microscopic critters that may live on anchor lines or on reefs.
But what about things like lobstering and spearfishing?
Well, there are exceptions to every rule, but when you're doing that kind of diving, make sure you're adhering to local game laws to ensure future generations of critters.
And ensure you stay out of jail.
Yeah, that too.
What about above the surface? Got any ideas on how divers can help there?
You know, that's a whole topic unto itself, but one of the easiest ways to have a positive impact is to participate in cleanup days.
Which you can find in a lot of places these days.
Yep, and you'd be amazed by the difference your contributions can make on that front.
How about any other tips?
Well, like I said, environmental tips outside of diving are a topic unto itself. I'd recommend doing some research to see what ideas you can incorporate into your lifestyle. The internet is a good place to start, or you could keep an eye on Dan, as we'll be working to incorporate changes ourselves. But however you do it, just remember that each small change an individual makes adds up to a big collective impact.
Even if you're not diving the big blue, going green is a great way to reap big benefits. By being an environmentally aware diver both in and out of the water, you not only protect the world we all love to inhabit, but you protect yourself as well. So take those simple steps and surprise yourself at what a difference they make. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are continuing our broadcast here from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I've run into Pete from Florida in my own backyard. Ow. Here he is, scubaboard.com on display. We're kind of hanging with him here at the Scuba Show. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, just having fun out here on the left coast. You doing any diving this year? I mean, last year you went out to Catalina Island, had a dry suit malfunction, and it ended up being a wetsuit.
Yeah, very wet sea. Now, this year we're under such a tight time schedule. We're dashing in and dashing out, and no time for diving.
Okay, so you're just going to talk about it with all the Left Coast divers out here this weekend, right?
Exactly. And they have lots to talk about, lots of pictures around here, lots of cool stuff to see out here in California.
Absolutely. And you're telling them about Scuba Board. And for the folks that don't already know, you can go there and get all the latest news and information, you know, in the dive community, largest dive online community on the Internet. And, of course, one of the things we just got actually from our friends at Poseidon, they had a recall of the W50 bladder. It's used in conjunction with both the platform and BC, model BCDs. So if you have a Poseidon BC, you want to check this out. This is the kind of stuff you can find at Scuba Board sometimes too, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, we have a lot of the manufacturers having their own private forums on Scuba Board. So any question you have about anything like Poseidon or Oceanic or whoever, you can go right on Scuba Board and get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Absolutely. And if not that, you can just go there and talk with your dive buddies. Or find new dive buddies in your particular area and just kind of, you know, shoot the crap, as they say in the diving world.
You know, Greg, we're approaching 100,000 users coming up probably within the next month or so. If you need a dive buddy, there is no one else out there that has got them like we got them.
Well, there you go. Now, what are you doing here? You got a little internet cafe set up here at the Scuba Show for people to find out, obviously, about scubaboard.com, but also what they can, like, surf the web a little bit, check their email if they need to.
That's precisely right. We have it out there so the exhibitors can check their email and do whatever they want to. But you know what? We're about Scuba Board. We're about the internet. We're the world's largest internet presence for scuba diving. So we bring a little bit of Scuba Board here, and we get some of the attendees to write about their experiences here at the Scuba Show, which is huge. If you're in the area, you need to come down. But it's just huge, and they get to talk a little bit about what they see here. It's great.
That's right. Now, a couple weeks ago, we were down in Miami at the Tech Diving Conference. Had a good time then, and then we were going to meet at Cabin Slates and dive the next day. And myself and Mermaid X missed the boat. What did we miss there at the Spiegel Grove?
You missed the most perfect Spiegel Grove dive I've ever had in my life.
Of course we did.
Vicious 6-inch seas. Maybe they were like 3-inch seas. No current whatsoever. Beautiful blue. Oh, my gosh. It was just amazing. I've never been on the boat when it's been that quiet.
Yeah, well, it was. I saw some of the pictures from some of the listeners that did make it. I don't know how that worked out, but exactly, they told us to be at the boat at this time, and they left 15 minutes earlier. I'm guessing it was intentional. You can't blame them for not wanting to dive with us, but what are you going to do? You guys had fun regardless, right?
Well, we were trying to get the mermaid on the boat. We were trying to slip her some clues to come earlier, you know, and then hopefully, you know, get you away from the mermaids. But
yeah, it was kind of like they were trying to, you know, can you ditch the dive master dude? Come on. But it didn't work. So you missed both of us. But we went down and we did some diving with some dolphin fish.
Oh, cool.
And literally they hooked some dolphin that were schooling around this boat we were on and literally jumped in the water, filmed them while they were hooking them, and actually got a guy in there spearfishing for them as well. So we came home with a cooler full of dolphin fish. It was pretty sweet.
And some pictures. That'll be cool to see. Is that going to be on your site? Is it?
Absolutely. We're going to get that video up at scubaradio.com here pretty soon. I'm a little behind schedule. We're in the midst of the Scuba Radio World Tour 2008. And here we are in California this weekend. We're in Miami a couple weeks, Chicago before that. And then we're heading to Fiji next week. Pete, I don't know how I'm going to keep it all straight.
That's great, man. I envy you going to Fiji. I have to say that. I think that's wonderful.
Well, you got to dive sometime. You talk about it, and then you actually get to do it. That's what we're in the midst of doing here in the World Tour. All right, more coming up from Long Beach, California. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. And I got laid on the beach in Maui by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. Brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at the Long Beach Dive Show, Scuba Show. You can find it online all over. Just do a little search on Scuba Show Long Beach, and you will find it. Ryan with Reef Photo and Video is with me. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, man. How are you, Greg?
Good, good. Now, you traveled all the way from Florida to come out here, too. This is a big market for underwater photography, I'd imagine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? It's our best show of the year. Definitely the most advanced clientele that we see anywhere is here. So.
Yeah, and you know, we're actually taking our underwater video housing and all our Reef Photo gear over to Fiji Sunday night. I'm excited. You think we're going to get some good stuff? You've been there probably millions of times, right, Ryan?
How could you not?
That's like a underwater videographer's dream location, isn't it?
Pink soft coral and blue water. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Exactly. So we're going to get equipped here in the Reef Photo booth. You can check it out, reeffoto.com. You can see the equipment that I shoot, the Sony SRD, or I don't know, I lose track of all the numbers, but it's state-of-the-art stuff, most compact, lightest video, underwater video setup on the market, right?
Indeed it is. Yes.
They equip me with the best. And once again, if you want more information, just go to reeffoto.com or come out to the Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show, this weekend, and you'll talk to them face-to-face, right?
Touch it and feel it and see how it works.
All right. We got actually a few people in our crew that need to talk to you, too, Ryan. So they're going to put you to work here, too, this afternoon. So have fun at the show, buddy.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right. There you go. ReefPhoto.com. Now, we do have our Scuba Radio Mermaids with us, as Weiland aptly pointed out earlier on the show. And we are debuting the new Scuba Radio Mermaid Tales, new outfits, the works, the nines. We got new monofins built into these things from Finesse, the monofin maker of the world or something like that. Is there these? So not only these are functional fins, they're extremely fashionable, right, Abby?
This tail is revolutionary, Greg. Yeah, that's exactly right. Finesse was kind enough to provide us with some awesome monofins, which by themselves are amazing, but when we incorporate them into the tail, not only are they functional, but they're fashionable, and that's what the Scuba Radio's mermaids are all about.
Yeah, they think think our mermaids are just a pretty face, but of course they are that, but these girls know how to swim. They put a monofin on them, and God bless them, they're going to be shooting through the water like nothing. And, of course, we're going to be filming that accordingly, thanks to our friends at Reef Photo there in Fiji next week. Which you'll hear all about that on the broadcast next week, which will originate from the island of Fiji. But we got another hour from the left coast coming up, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just getting started.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.